The Ministry of Food and Agriculture, MOFA, says the veterinary services have destroyed over 40,000 birds since the outbreak of bird flu in parts of the country. The affected regions are the Greater Accra, Volta and Ashanti. This was made known by the Deputy Minister in charge of livestock, Dr. Hanabisu, at a media briefing in Accra. Peggy Amofasoa was there.
The Greater Accra region recorded the highest cases in 9 districts, Volta in 2 districts and Ashanti 1. As part of measures to counteract the flu, Dr. Bisu said the ministry has strictly placed a ban on the movement of poultry products and feed across the country. The ministry will also organize periodic education and training for poultry farmers. She said farms in affected districts will be regularly screened by the Accra Veterinary Laboratories and issued with certificates if they are free of the infection. But those farms that are free from any infection will be screened and can have their birds strictly processed under the supervision of the veterinary officers and police to the sales point to avoid contact with contaminated materials.
Farms will be certified, the birds will go screened, and we give certificates to farms. And the zones and the vets at the various zones responsible will make sure that movements are strictly within the very zones and not outside the zone. And we'll be cooperating with the security agencies to make sure that this is adhered to. Stakeholders in the poultry industry, if we do not do this, we are doing 2 things. We are killing the industry and government is throwing away money from our own taxes. So for the purposes of this zoning, we are going to the Accra Metro Assembly. We have all Katamansu Municipal, Ningo, Pram, Ga East, Ga South, Ada West, La Nkwantanan, and Lejikuku. And the 5 unaffected districts are Ashana Municipal Assembly, Ga West, Ga Central, Shai, Osoduku, and Adenta Municipal Assembly. These are the 5 unaffected districts that we have. Farms in the outbreak district have enforced strict biosecurity measures, will be regularly screened by the Accra Veterinary Laboratories and issue certificates if they are free of infection.
Dr. Bisu said the government is working out modalities to pay 90% compensation to affected farmers who have had their poultry and poultry products destroyed by the veterinary services. She advised Ghanaians, especially farmers, to adhere strictly to the measures put in place by the ministry by reporting suspected outbreak.